Welcome to the Forward Marketing Podcast, the podcast that covers internet marketing strategies and leadership tactics to move your business forward with your host, Joshua Jarvis. Welcome back to the Forward Marketing Podcast. That's the number four, RD Marketing. And in case you've never listened to us before, would like for you to go back and listen to episode one. But please understand that 4RD, pronounced forward, is for moving your business forward. That's the whole reason why we do this. And I owe you an apology. I've spent a lot of episodes talking about how to generate internet leads, or generate leads in particular. But when you generate leads, when you growth hack, when you do digital marketing, you generate internet leads. And I was going to call them opportunities, but they are what they are. We're in a leads business. If you have a business, you are in a leads business. You need to generate leads. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you don't have opportunities, if you don't have sales opportunities, your business will not function. That's the whole point of this podcast, is to help you generate opportunities for your business so that your business can make a sale, so you can stay in business and make a profit. Ideally, that your business would be more than just a business that makes profit, but actually something that impacts the community. That's really the thing that drives me the most, is seeing businesses that operate sort of as a mission, if you will, a mission to change their local community. So anyway, so today's episode is about how to convert internet leads. I've met with so many businesses and they hire me for one thing, to generate leads. It's something that I've been sort of gifted with, I guess. And I don't want to be proud about it. There's definitely great people out there. So people hire me to help them generate leads for their business. And what I find more and more is that they don't have a system in which to handle the leads that we generate for them. They don't have a CRM. That's why we had that other episode about that. They don't have any systems in place, which is why we talked about automation. But the one thing we missed was the sort of the strategy, if you will, of how to convert an internet lead. And like I said, a lot of businesses miss this, particularly the service businesses. A lot of my tech business friends, their businesses sort of get it. They've got all these automation tools so that at the very least, that even if their people aren't that good at sales, that the person that has signed up as a customer is getting a lot of attention from their email. Whereas my service people don't do that at all. And so this is why this episode is kind of dedicated to my service business people. Although I think everyone should be able to benefit from this conversation. So an internet lead, let's talk about what it is. An internet lead is just that person, they filled out a form and on your site, whether that was a registration form to get access to new information. Real estate agents work this way a lot. Say, hey, you know, give us your information if you want to see more photos. But it doesn't have to be real estate. It could be anything else. Looks at a table, get access to a free ebook, any of that. Those are internet leads, guys. And you know, if your business is about building this huge funnel, if you've got an information business like a thought leader or whatever, then number of emails, you're gonna mass market these people. And so maybe that's a little different than your sort of standard business. Where you may have a brick and mortar store or you're selling services. But general, no matter what business you're in, you can have some sort of carrot, if you will cause someone to fill out a form. So like I said, in real estate, it's information about listings. In insurance, it might be access to quotes. In financial planning, it might be an ebook or sort of a get started guide or potentially some calculators. So someone's given you their information. How do you convert that lead? Again, that's the whole point of this episode. Well, there was a study a while back that said that you have 5 minutes or less to get to a lead. And so the number one out of how to convert leads is speed to lead. No matter how good you are, if you can't get there first, then you have a lot less likely chance of actually converting lead. In fact, I think it's like 100 times more less likely. There's a study by Harvard, and hopefully I can link to it in the show notes. And the show notes will be at forwardmarketing.com/podcast. But there's a study out there. It says basically it shows you, like, you don't just lose your opportunity on minute six. you lose your opportunity exponentially. Like, it's 100 times less likely that you're going to connect with this person if you don't connect with them in the first 5 minutes. And so, yeah, I think you've got really two opportunities to connect to internet leads. You've got that first 5 minute window. Okay, and that's where you're going to get your biggest bang for your buck, is in those first 5 minutes. After those 5 minutes, it may basically you spend the rest of that customer's sort of lifetime, if you will, trying to connect with them. And a financial planning study said that the average lead converts after 17 attempts. And in real estate, I would feel like, hey, that's pretty good. But speed to lead is the number one thing that you need to do when you start investing money into generating internet leads. And you can call them whatever they want, but if they fill out a form on your site, they are an internet lead, okay? And so it doesn't matter if you're buying leads from Zillow or Trulia or LendingTree, if you're a mortgage person listening to this, or any of the other sites that generate leads and sell them to you, it's speed to lead. This is true for any of the sites that sell leads, like Thumbtack and Bark and others like that. If you don't call within the first few minutes of getting that lead, your chance of success goes down dramatically. So speed to lead is number one. That is the number one way. The next one is consistent follow-up. Because if you don't get them in the first 5 minutes, then you need a consistent follow-up plan to connect with these leads. And so that's why you want to listen to our the 9 ways that your CRM should automate for you. You should go back and listen to that episode and figure out which ways that you can actually automate. There's also some clues in kind of what kind of systems that you might need. You need a new lead system. You need a appointment setting system. You need a long-term follow-up system. You need all these different systems to really, how are you going to convert these leads? Because basically, if you've had a business where, let's say, you meet people through networking, or you meet them because they come into your store, there's not as many systems involved because you're handling them one-on-one. But when you get into the internet, you can generate massive volumes of leads, which requires the systems. Now, you might think that's kind of counterintuitive, right? If I can generate massive numbers of leads, then why do I need systems at all? Because I don't really have a system that I know of that I've documented to help someone who walks into my store. And if I've got 100 people that walk into my store, that's a great problem to have. They could all just use the shopping cart. No, the reality of it is that let's say I refer someone to you, the chances of you converting that lead are really, really high. If you have a past client in real estate, you've got an 85% chance that that person's going to reuse you as long as you stay in touch. You don't even have to be really cool. You could be a total loser, total jerk, and you got an 85% chance that person's going to reuse you. So if you've got an 85% chance of being used by a past client, you know, what do you think the internet leads are? Well, they're about 5 to 8% depending on how good you are and what industry you're in. But in real estate, it's 5% is sort of the 3 to 5% for the average agent, 8% for someone who's nailed their system. So if 8% is sort of the pinnacle of success for internet leads, that means you have to have generated 100 leads for 8 of them to convert. Now, the way that they do these statistics means that 8 of those actually not only converted, but turned into a closing. So there's probably another 16 to 30 of them that might have been raised their hand, actually communicated with the agent, but never closed. So just keep that in mind. But you need a consistent follow-up plan. And basically, you need two skills. These skills are learned. They're not, some people may be born with a disposition to be able to do this better than others, but you can learn how to do this. You need to be tenacious. And I always think of the dog just like never gives up on that that chew toy. Like, they'll never let go of that. That's what you need to be with the leads. And maybe that's a wrong way to sort of view, you know, helping people, but you really do need to be in a position to where you are aggressively trying to reach them and make it convenient to them. It's almost like aggressive service. So you're trying to be convenient for them. Basically, your job is to stay in front of them until they're ready to buy. And so you've got to do that. And the best way to do that is through a system, whether that's email and text, but there's nothing that replaces the phone call. You can run circles. I can take an older real estate agent that knows nothing about the internet, knows nothing about his phone. I can give him leads. If he will make phone calls all day and nothing else, he will run circles around an agent who's not willing to make phone calls. And that's true for any business. But you need tenacity, and you need to be able to be consistent. So it's that consistent, tenacious follow-up that actually converts the leads. And it doesn't have to be, I was on a conversation earlier today with someone, and says you don't have to feel weird about it. Like, oh, I've called them 17 times. That's really weird. No. You're trying to stay in touch with them. That's your job. Yes, it is annoying when Yelp has called me 3 times every single day for the last 2 weeks. It is really annoying to me because I know I do not want to use their service. I don't like their company, all of that. But I have to appreciate that as a salesperson, that their follow-up. Had they got me on the phone, had I stopped blocking their number, they would have had a really good shot at converting me just because, I mean, their tenacity is going to win sales. And that's true for a lot of you that have businesses, especially if they're registered, you're getting the phone calls from people who are pretending to be Google, Yelp, directories, all of this. And you can see how tenacious the ones that you've signed up for. Why did you sign up? Because they were tenacious, because they kept following up. You brushed them off and they kept following up. So step one is you got to be real fast to lead. The second one is that you've got to be consistent. It's also worth noting that if the lead ever raises their hand and communicates with you, that step one is the priority. Now, there is something to be said about only responding during your business hours. And I'm a big advocate of that. I believe that, if you haven't noticed in my podcast or following me, you know, I believe in Jesus. And so the reality of it is that I basically say, look, I'm going to honor what God honors and let everything else sort of fall into place. So I'm going to have my priority list there. So when I was in real estate, I stopped working on Sundays. And because Sunday was my Sabbath. Now, I don't believe in necessarily being very legalistic about it. If you work 7 days a week, that's between you and what you want to do. So I'm not here to judge anyone. This is just how I operate. I'm not trying to over-spiritualize today's podcast. But the reality of it is I stopped working on Sundays. And then I said Saturday was appointment only. And then I basically said, look, I'm not going to touch the phone after 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, and if I don't have an appointment on Saturday, I'm not touching the phone then either. And you know what? There was a lot of people upset. But you know the ones that were upset? They were the ones that had real estate licenses. They weren't my clients. My clients knew because I set the expectation that I was going to respond to them. I would tell them, I have appointments in the evening, or I have family time in the evening, you know, and it was true. I mean, I wasn't lying. When I first started doing it, I used to tell people I had appointments, and it was because I had an appointment with my family. But at the end of my career, I didn't care anymore. I told them, hey, look, I'm meeting with my family at that time. If you want to meet, you want to talk, we can do that. And the reality of it is that there's nothing usually that can't be done at 8 a.m. in the morning, you know, at 8 p.m. at night. There's nothing that had to be done at 8 p.m. at night that couldn't wait till 8 a.m. in most of our businesses. Does that mean that I was hard and fast about that? No, not at all. That meant that this was my standard operating procedure, and if there was an emergency, if we had a deadline, I certainly would have made an exception. Now, I tell you all that because if a lead raises their hand, now, to when are leads typically online? I know many of you may not realize this, but they call it the wine hour. That's when they're online. So it's typically after business hours. So should you respond to them? Only if you want to work after hours. I've had some agents on my team when I had a team, and I've had some other business friends. You know, they don't have children. They don't have a schedule. They're happy to work anytime they can. And that's great. Do that. But if you want a schedule and you want some sort of then, you know, wait until the next day to follow up. But in general, if someone's raising their hand, like right now, my email is open, all that stuff is open. If someone reaches out to me, I want to be able to, for lack of a better word, sort of pounce so that I can talk to them when they're available. I want to make it convenient for them. You know, I think a lot of us, especially anybody that has any sales background, sometimes we kind of feel disingenuous or sort of like we're manipulating people when we use sales techniques or when we talk about sort of lead follow-up. I know I do. And the reality of it is that I'm just really basically making it super convenient for someone to do business with my company. That's all it is. So step one is speed to lead. Step two is tenacious, consistent follow-up. And then step three is script mastery. So you get the lead, they fill it out, they call you, and then what do you say? So you're on the phone with the lead, you finally got them on the phone, and what do you say? Well, I know a lot of people give information away. A lot of real estate agents in particular are really bad about giving information away. They call about, I filled out the form for 123 Main Street, they call and they say, oh, I'm so sorry, 123 Main Street is not available because it's been sold. And what does the person on the other end of the phone do? Yeah, they hang up. They hang up. And so because they've got the information they wanted, you didn't add any value at all. The information is pretty much on the internet as it is anyway, right? There's not an ebook that you could write that someone else couldn't find out. There's not really any secrets in any of our businesses if we're really honest. If someone wants to work really, really hard, they can find the answer. In fact, I'd venture to guess, I know all my answers are from hard work, and yours are probably too. So there's not like it's a mystery. We didn't uncover the secret formula to Coca-Cola or anything. We have just been working really hard, and we've learned a lot from our experience. And that's whatever we're giving away, that's typically what it is to get that information. So if someone calls us or we call, are we able to get them on the phone? I like to open up with open-ended questions. Hey, I noticed you visit the website. What brought you to the website? Now we're having a conversation about what was the cause of them to come to our website. What's their motivation? So I want to know whether, it doesn't matter what industry it's in, whether I'm helping a financial planner, an insurance agent, real estate agent, mortgage person, what made you come to the website? What made you fill out that form? You know, if you're an e-commerce store and they ask for more information, but they didn't actually buy a product, oh, what caused you to fill out the form today? Exactly. So you want to get their motivation. You need to know what you're going to say before you say it, and you need to know the purpose of each phone call. So if you're in a service business, most of the time, those phone calls are going to be for appointments. I mean, it's just plain and simple. Now, to me, this seems like 101, but I kid you not, I talk to businesses every single day that don't have something like this, have never talked about this. They just sort of wing it as they go. They buy the leads off the internet, they call them, they shoot the breeze, and because they're a likable person, that person does business with them. The point of a business is not to do that. The point of a real business, a big boy business, is to have systems in place that help you generate profits. That's the point of a business. You want a business, that's why people do business plans. It's not so that they can fill up a big book with a lot of words and get people excited about it, maybe get a loan, and then put it on the shelf. No, a business plan is to help you start formulating these systems that can produce income over and over and over and over again. That's what scripts are. Scripts are just the words that you use to convert a lead into an appointment or into a customer. And you need to have that. You may not use the script at the end, but there's key points of every script that you need to internalize and as a part of your training process for new people. So you heard what I just said. I just said open-ended questions. And I said, what brought you to the website? That worked for me in insurance, that worked for me in real estate, and it worked for me in financial planning. And it'll work for you and most of your businesses as well to ask those questions. I'm not going to get really super specific on a bunch of scripts that I use in real estate. If you want that, if you want me to do like a real estate specific internet lead course, just go ahead and email me at joshua@fordmarketing.com, and I will do a real estate specific course on this. But it's really straightforward, open-ended. You want to look for motivation, or you want to look to solve a problem. So if someone did call about 123 Main Street, hey, what was it about the site, what was it about that property that caused you to, well, you know, what was it about that property that you liked? It's not available. You know, if someone's calling about, yeah, what are your prices on auto insurance? Oh, great. Well, I looked that up. Why don't you tell me, well, what was it that caused you to visit the site to look for that? Oh, my insurance about coming up, or my insurance just went up. Oh, ouch. Well, why I look for that? What else do you have? Homeowners insurance? So you could go online. You could go on down the line there. So the idea is that you have a very clear path to them. So you've got speed to lead. You got to have consistent follow up. Then you got to know what you're going to say
when they call. The fourth step is after you've gotten the desired outcome, say an appointment, do you have a fulfillment system? Do you have a system in place that's designed to fulfill what you promised to the client? Now, this sounds a little bit like our automated CRM conversation because it is. It's very much that way. But if you want to convert leads, you've got to have a system in place that once you set the appointment happens. I know. Shocker, but you want the customer to show up for the appointment. So that's the whole point of having that. So you have that system that they show up to the appointment, and then you need a system for how you deliver what you promised from the appointment, and you need a system for closing. So this sounds exactly like the CRM because it is. There's a reason why you want to automate all of this stuff, and you can automate it with emails and texts, of course, but there's also a person that's usually involved in delivering this service. This is why this episode was created, because yes, you can automate a lot of these things, but you also need someone who is sort of cognizant of what is going on in that. So whether you have a main person that's sort of your lead manager, or whether it's you, if you're a solopreneur, or whether it's the sales agents that are underneath you, you need someone that's going to go through each part of that system and understand the ins and outs of it so they can actually assist the customers as they go through that. That process. But if you want to convert internet leads, to me, what you've got to do is you've got to get there first. And if you're not there first, you got to be there the longest. Once you've got that and you've got them on an appointment, then you need to meet them at the appointment. And the appointment should have something that demonstrates the value. These are internet shoppers. So they are likely looking at your, you know, your offering along with 3, 5, 7, 8 others. They're doing their shopping. And if you haven't delivered any value on that appointment, then they probably aren't going to stay with you. I can remember when we were doing listing appointments, and the client would interview 4 or 5 agents. And if we didn't deliver the value, and we didn't know the customer. And every time that we lost a sale, I would come back to that we did not know our customer well enough. And it's hard on the internet leads because you don't have a background. You don't have a relationship. So you're starting at zero. So speed to lead, consistent and tenacious follow-up, script mastery, and a system for the delivery of your sort of your appointment system, if you will. And then finally, delivery of that service so they stay with you and go all the way through the closing, sign the paperwork, do their blood work if you're selling life insurance, all of that. So that's pretty much it. In fact, if you just did one of those things, speed to lead or tenacious follow-up, you pretty much would have beat 80% of your competition. But it's such an important episode today because I think so many business owners or salespeople, they get these leads and they go, oh, they're just trash. These people don't want to buy anything. You know, they do that, and then they don't realize that this person filled, there's a person on the other end of that computer that filled out that form that wants information. They might not have given you the right phone number, so you may have to hunt them down. They may not have given you the right email, but they might have given you the right phone number. I've seen that happen. They may have given you a fake name. I can't tell you how many times that I've filled out forms where I wanted the information, but I didn't trust the source enough to give all the information. It's your job to build the trust. But they gave you something that worked, and you need to hunt it down. And you need to treat every internet lead like an opportunity. And if you do that, you'll be successful with internet leads. So today's episode was really inspired of a conversation of consulting with another business, and wanted to bring that to you. So hopefully it's helpful to some of you guys that are business owners that are dealing with internet leads, or they're wondering if internet leads are worth it. You know, should you invest in pay-per-click or SEO or any of that stuff? Because that's where these internet leads come from. Now, sometimes people just raise their hand and they call you. But for the most part, they give you information, and it's sort of like permission to chase them. And that's really what it is. Almost like that. That could be a book title, Permission to Chase. You know, the story of internet leads, Permission to Chase. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed putting it together. Kind of felt a little bit more robotic today, less about growth marketing. I really enjoyed that episode, so we're going to get back to that. But first, in our sort of business builder series, next week we're going to actually talk about the metrics that every business owner needs to know. And I know as I'm saying that, And as I did that, I was like, I was really impressed because I thought, wow, this is really cool stuff. You know, I wish I had known this early in my business life, how to calculate, you know, the lifetime value of a customer, that kind of thing. But we're going to go over the things that you need to know in order to run your business as far as analytics go. So we'll go over that. And then the next episode we've got lined up for you as well is sort of the cool things you can learn from Netflix. And so I'm really excited about that because it kind of gets back to that sort of digital marketing roots and we get back into that. But I really wanted to have two episodes that I could point business owners to help them with their business, particularly with internet leads. And like I said, next week is going to be really just sort of like this business 101, metrics that you need to know as a business owner. And, kind of want to tease it just a tad. I got the idea from one, I get to speak at a how to start a business class and got excited about that. But then also I had heard this quote from Kevin O'Leary, the guy from Shark Tank, and he said, you know, there's three things that you need to know about how to succeed in his business. And I thought, oh, great, I'm going to listen. He's got three things. It's really easy. Maybe we'll even do a podcast about it. And he says, you got to have the passion. You know, you got to have the desire to do it. And I was like, yeah, that's normal motivation, right? And then he says, you got to be able to speak about your business in 90 seconds. And like that rules out like 80% of the businesses that I've seen that are brand new businesses. They're like, what do you do? Well, either they don't know how to say it or they say it so short that it's not interesting. You know, they need to go back to reading and start with why. And so 90 seconds is okay. And then number three, you need to be able to talk about the numbers. Ouch. That pretty much gets rid of almost everybody in the room. Because they might have passion for the business. They may even be able to articulate what their business does, but very, very few business owners actually know their numbers. But if you've ever watched an episode of Shark Tank, you know the ones that win know their numbers inside and out. That's not fluff. They can articulate what they do, and they have a passion for the business. Those are the ones that win in any angel investing or VC meeting I've ever been to. It's the same deal. Like Shark Tank may be for entertainment, but there's a sense of reality to a lot of that stuff that goes on that show, and it's something I recommend watching. So with that being said, we've had a lot covered in this episode. Hopefully you found it interesting. If you got any value out of it all, either email me at joshua@fordmarketing.com or go to iTunes and find Ford Marketing, subscribe and rate us. We would love it. And then share us with your friends. I would love it if... I got to talk to people who had listened to this podcast because someone loved it so much they shared it with them. That would make my day, and I appreciate you guys greatly. And if you have suggestions for guests or topics that you'd like me to talk about, simply just email me at joshua@fordmarketing.com, and I would love to have either people that you want to hear from on the show or cover a show topic that maybe I haven't thought of before. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a great day.